On a balmy evening earlier this fall, about 70 poetry and art lovers helped themselves to wine and cheese as the new co-owner of Long River Studios, David Salone, welcomed them into the small retail store and gallery in the center of this tiny, picturesque riverside town.
And I am absolutely thrilled to introduce to you Barbara Newton, Parker Toll, and a little bit later, Alice Fogel. But tonight, I'd like to start just by letting you know that this is an art opening, a conversation about how poetry and art connect, and it's also a conversation about poetry in and of itself by virtue of Alice, who will be reading some poetry later on in the evening.
The event was also a promotion for some of the work on display, including collages by Barbara Newton, a former owner of the gallery. Long River Studios is selling a richly illustrated book called Poems and Collage by Newton and her friend Parker Toll. Newton showed Toll collages of her favorite landscapes, and he wrote verse in response to the artwork. Here's an excerpt of Toll reading his poem based on Newton's painting, Winter Shadows.
Does all heat come from the sun? Today, leaf buds are dormant. The sun's so bright through bare limbs, warmth must be rising from below. See how gaps have melted around tree trunks and protruding rocks. Old Sol can't do it all. There must be activity down below.
Toll is by training a neurologist. Now retired, he's a poet. A very different career because he says doctors have to be more rational than poets.
We have to base our decisions on facts, but we are aware of this huge unknown around us.
And poetry, he suggests, can tap into that unknown, into the mysteries of nature. But New Hampshire's poet laureate, Alice Fogel, takes a very different creative route. She writes her poems about highly abstract art.
I think what I'm trying to get at is more consciousness. How does art affect our consciousness? And my inspiration is awe. I want to be awestruck.
Fogel tries to arrange words on a page in an artful way, so the poem makes a shape of its own, and it's often printed with a painting that inspired it. That kind of avant-garde art shares space in this gallery with down-to-earth crafts, pottery, jewelry, even hand-woven apparel. Co-owner David Salone, a former fundraiser for Dartmouth College, says the challenge for small-town galleries like this is to give rural artists a way to sell work where they live, rather than shipping it all to urban markets. Many artists, he notes, need to live far away from their buyers and patrons in order to find inspiration in nature.
Or because they want to have that isolation so that they can pursue their art without too many interruptions that happen in metro areas where it's easy to sell art or easier to sell art.
Salone says he wants Long River Studios and Gallery to promote what he calls the three L's, local art from local artists in a local gallery. And so far, he says, the triple strategy is working to keep art coming into and going out of the reopened doors. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.